welcome to another edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am Joey Kroll, your host. So good to see you. Let me roll out the red carpet, take your coats, and welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship. Now, if you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we're actually continuing our series that we started last week, entitled Christmas Devotions. Now, I'll tell you what, I do love this time of the year. Now, I'm not a big fan of the weather, the cold weather, the snow, the ice, the wind chill, the chipping of the ice off of the windshield on your car in the morning, but I am a big fan of this time of the year. Even though it may be colder out this time of the year, but there's a sense of warmness that comes when celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're doing again today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy yet another edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Well, he cried when he was hungry, did all the things that babies do. He rocked and he napped on his mother's lap, and he wiggled and giggled and cooed. There were the cheers when he took his first step, and the tears when he got his first teeth. Almost everything about this little baby seemed as natural as it could be. But this baby made the angels sing, and this baby made a new star shine in the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, I pray that you're blessed today. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. In fact, we had a great day yesterday. Took my wife out. We had a nice brunch yesterday. Just me and her. The kids were out. So it was nice to just kind of have some husband-wife time, kind of catch up, which is always nice. And I pray the same for you, that you have a chance to do that with loved ones today. Well, we're continuing our focus today on Christmas devotions. Now, a manager of a large department store shares a story about a middle-aged gentleman who spends a great deal of time and a great deal of money in the toy department of their stores in the days before Christmas. He watches for poorly dressed children. Now, when he sees one of them looking longingly at some gift, he wraps up that toy and presents it to the child. How cool is that? He has no children of his own, but he does make many little ones happy who might never have received a single present. You know, this is the season of giving, but it should reflect the ultimate gift. Jesus tells of that gift in John chapter 3, verse 16 to Nicodemus. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." That is a gift that is worth so much more than any present that is found under a tree.
Are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. His holy name, Christ.
Well, the story's been told of two women who were enjoying an elaborate luncheon in a downtown restaurant. And when asked the occasion for the luncheon, one said, "We are celebrating the baby's birthday." "But where's the baby?" said the inquirer. "For there is no child to be seen." "Oh," said the mother, "you didn't think I'd bring him, did you? Why, he doesn't know anything about it." You know, friend, many of us celebrate the birthday of our Savior and forget to invite him. Think about that. In our rush of observing Christmas with giving, eating, family time, going here and there, do we really stop to meditate upon the Christ child who should be the center of it all? Friend, I encourage you to take some time this Christmas season and meditate upon the real reason for Christmas.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find. But we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that he gave his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the reason to
Merry Christmas from Great News Radio. That you're blessed and enjoying the Christmas music during this season here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're focusing on Christmas devotions, and actually from one of my favorite passages in the Christmas story, Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth to a girl never having been married and a virgin engaged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, O favored one, the Lord is with you. And listen, you will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. You know, friend, when Gabriel appeared to Mary, the Holy Spirit came upon her and planted in her womb a holy thing. This seed was the Son of God sent to deliver mankind from sin. See, when you're born again, a holy thing, the Holy Spirit, that is planted in you. As you water that seed with God's word, it will grow into a giant tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. celebrating the birth of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Lord of life, Lord of all.
lifting up the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Friend, thank you so much for listening. And I'll tell you what, looking at the clock here, it's not looking good. Our time is running out. But thank you so much for just letting me spend some time with you today. And actually, coming up next Sunday, we'll continue our focus on Christmas devotions, keeping our minds focused on Christ, because it's so easy, so easy to get caught up in things that will get our attention off of Christ this Christmas season. So, hey, coming up tomorrow, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a great rest of the weekend.